Let's open in a word of prayer.
我们一起祷告。
Father, as we examine this prophecy,
天父，当我们看见这个预言，
may you open our eyes to the words of the scriptures.
求你借助这段经文开我们的心，
that we might see the promise of your Son in the light in which it was given.
可以通过这里，我们能看到你在通过你儿子所说。
And we thus pray that you would increase our faith.
We
pray in your Son's precious name. Amen. If you would turn over briefly to the first chapter and the first verse of the book of Isaiah. There was a lot going on in that prophecy that we just read. And there's a lot of history that you have to understand before we can even look at what's happening within that prophecy itself. The prophet Isaiah prophesies for far longer than any other prophet in the Old Testament.
以赛亚先知所预言的是很长一段时间。
He prophesies for approximately 62 years.
他大概是预言将近60年的历史。
And he's prophesying in a southern kingdom of Judah.
他在这个南国，犹大国做先知。
So chapter 1 verse 1 says that the vision of Isaiah son of Amos, which he saw concerning Judah, Jerusalem in the days of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, the kings of Judah.
所以第一章这里第一节说，当乌西亚约坦亚哈斯西西家做犹太王的时候，亚摩斯的儿子以赛亚俄莫士论到犹大和耶路撒冷。
So as he's prophesying in the days of Ahaz,
所以他这个在亚哈斯的时代，他做先知。This
prophecy against Ahaz happens approximately halfway through his prophetic ministry.
他关于这个亚哈斯的这个预言，在这个他的这个预言中间实现。Sometime
around the year 740 BC.
也就是说，在大概是公元前740年的时候。
But in order to understand what's happening in Isaiah chapter 7,
如果要明白这个以赛亚书第七章,
we have to understand the life of King Ahaz.
我们必须要明白这个关有关亚哈斯的国王的这个背景。
So turn over to 2 Kings chapter 15.
我们看打开这个圣经的列王记。
2 Kings chapter 15,
15章,
I'll read the first three verses.
他会读前面三节,
and these three verses are speaking of King Uzziah, and this is the king who was first reigning when Isaiah was prophesying.
这里讲到说亚马逊的儿子亚撒利亚登基。
In the 27th year of Jeroboam, king of Israel, began Azariah, son of Amaziah, king of Judah, to reign. 16 years old was he when he began to reign, and he reigned 52 years in Jerusalem, and his mother's name was Jechaliah of Jerusalem. And he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, according that all his father Amaziah had done.
以色列王耶路伯安二十七年，犹大王亚玛谢的儿子亚撒利亚登基。他登基的时候16岁，在耶路撒冷做王52年。他母亲叫做亚撒利亚，是耶路撒冷人。亚撒利亚行耶和华眼中看为正的事，效法他父亲亚玛谢一切所行的。So
king number one during Isaiah's reign was, for the most part, a good king.
所以在这个以赛亚做先知的第一个国王是个好王。
Look down in verses 32 through 34 of the same chapter.
我们在这同一章看到第32节到第34节。
The son of Uzziah was Jotham. Let me read verses 32 through 34. In the second year of Pekah, the son of Remaliah, king of Israel, began Jotham, son of Uzziah, king of Judah, to reign. 25 years old was he when he began to reign, and he reigned 16 years in Jerusalem. And his mother's name was Jerusha, the daughter of Zadok. And he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, according to all that his father had done.
以色列王利玛利的儿子底迦第二年，犹大王乌西亚的儿子约坦登基。他登基的时候25岁，在耶路撒冷作王16年。
Ahaz's grandfather, Uzziah, was a good king. Ahaz's father, Jotham, was a good king. But look in 2 Kings chapter 16. We'll read verses 1 through 4. In the 17th year of Pekah, the son of Remaliah, Ahaz, king of Jotham, king of Judah, began to reign. 20 years old was Ahaz when he began to reign, and reigned 16 years in Jerusalem. And did not that which was right in the sight of the Lord his God, like David his father. But he walked in the way of kings of Israel, yea, and made his son pass through the fire, according to the abominations of the heathen whom the Lord cast out before the children of Israel. And he sacrificed and burnt incense in the high places, and on the hills, and under every green tree.
亚哈斯登基，他登基的时候20岁，在耶路撒冷做王16年，不像他大卫，不像他祖大卫行耶和华眼中看为正的事，却效法以色列诸王所行的，又照着耶和华从以色列人面前赶出的外邦人所行可憎的事，使他的儿子金火，并在丘坛上三岗上做青翠树下献祭烧香。
Uzziah was a good king. Jotham, Uzziah's son, was a good king. But Ahab was not a good king. Ahaz sacrificed his children to false gods. He murdered his own children. This is not at all a king who would love God. And in verses 5 and 6 of this chapter, which we didn't read, Ahaz is attacked by the king of Israel and the king of Syria. And so Ahaz, in his fear, through the following chapter, hires the Assyrians to attack the Syrians. He hires the king of Assyria, which is a different country than the king of Syria. They're two different countries. And so Ahaz is afraid. So keeping that in mind, turn over to Isaiah chapter 7. And Isaiah chapter 7 explains to us what's happening in 2 Kings chapter 16. And he begins with an introduction by introducing the context in verses 1 through
从第一节到第九节就是接着在这里介绍。
He explains in verse 1 that in the days of Ahaz, the son of Jotham, son of Uzziah, king of Judah, that Rezin, king of Syria, and Pekah, the son of Remaliah, king of Israel, went up towards Jerusalem to war against it, but could not prevail against it.
第一节的时候说这个亚哈斯在位的时候亚兰王利逊和利玛利的儿子以色列王比加一起攻打耶路撒冷却不能取胜。
So Israel, the nation, is 10 tribes located in the north.
所以就是以色列的北国有十个支派。
Syria is just to the northeast of the nation of Israel.
这边亚述是在这个以色列的东面。
And Syria is going to attack against Judah, the southern kingdom.
这个亚述要进攻这个耶路撒冷，就是南国。
And so verse 2, this news comes to King Ahaz.
所以在第二节有人说这个亚兰要与以法莲已经同盟。
It was told to the house of David saying Syria is confederate with Ephraim, and his heart was moved in the heart of his people as the trees of the wood are moved with the wind.
所以这里国王听到就很害怕，因为他说亚兰要和这个以色列国一起攻打。
If you've ever been to a forest during the middle of a windstorm,
你们有没有到一个这个暴风雨暴风雨的时候到林中去过？
You can imagine how the trees would be swaying and shaking in the wind.
你可以感觉到就是树林中的树被风吹动的那种景象。
And so there's some real fear that Ahaz has of this upcoming attack against him.
亚哈心里就是真的害怕。
And so the Lord speaks to Isaiah and tells him to go and meet Ahaz.
这里耶和华跟对以赛亚说去找这个国王亚哈斯。
And he says to Isaiah, bring your son Shear-Jashub.
就说你和你的儿子亚西亚述出去。
And in verses 4 through 9, he lays out what's going to happen with Syria and with Israel.
第四章第四节这里讲就是他会讲到就是这个关于这个亚兰和这个以色列所将要发生的事情。
Verses 4 through 6 lay out the battle plans of Israel.
第四节到第六节设下这个背景说这个以色列国是怎么打。
They're going to, in verse 6, make a hole in the country of Judah and set up their own king.
第六节说我们可以上去攻击犹大，扰乱他，在其中设立比勒的儿子为王。
But for those in Israel who would be fearing God,
但是在以色列中，如果那些敬畏耶和华的人，
those within that southern kingdom of Judah who feared God would remember back to the prophecy given to David.
那些在南，特别在南国敬畏耶和华的人，记得这个神给他们的这个预言。
That the one who reigns upon the throne would be a Davidic king.
坐在这个大卫家族的将永远成为国。
And so this idea of Israel setting up its own king in the southern kingdom of Judah is completely and totally wrong in the eyes of God.
所以在南国那些人就是违背这个做王的坐在国王上是其实是不符合神的意思。
And so God says in verse 7, Thus says the Lord God, It shall not stand, neither shall it come to pass.
所以在第七节耶和华如此说这所谋的必立不住也不得成就。
And so he prophesies against Syria and against Israel in verses 8 and 9.
所以在第八节和第九节这里就是以赛亚就做预言对付亚兰和以色列南国。
Now I believe that the events here in Isaiah chapter 7 happened very early on in the reign of Ahaz.
我认为这里这个时间是在这个以赛亚做预言的时候应该早就发生了。
Perhaps it's before he's turned to false idols. And so what he's saying here at the end of verse 9,
在第九节的最后所说的,
is Ahaz is at a turning point in his life.
在这个亚哈斯这个生命中是一个,
If Ahaz believes and trusts in the promises that God makes unto him, then Ahaz's throne will be established and he will be protected. And so he says here in verse 9, if you will not believe, then you will not be established. So the command to Ahaz is that he needs to trust in God because of the promises that he's made. And so in Ahaz's mind, there's this question going on. Who is this man Isaiah? Yes, he's this prophet, but who is this God that he speaks of? I've never seen this God. But I saw this God kill my grandfather of leprosy. And you know, he was a good king. What has this God ever done for me? Has he made me rich? Has he made me powerful? Instead, I have these enemies that are knocking at my door. And so through Isaiah, God says to Ahaz, ask a sign, whatever it is. And this question of asking a sign is reminiscent of, for instance, Gideon. Where Gideon is testing God and saying, how do I know that you're real? Let me take a piece of wool and put it outside at night. And let's make the ground around it wet, but the wool completely dry. And Gideon wakes up in the morning. And the ground around the wool is soaking wet, and the wool is bone dry. And Gideon says, well, this must be an accident. Let's do it again. This time make the wool soaking wet and the ground bone dry. And God reveals himself to Gideon through this sign. And so God here in verses 10 and 11 says to Ahaz, ask a sign, whatever you want. Make it as high as the heavens, make it as low and as deep as the earth. Ahaz, do you want your name written in the stars? I can make it written in the stars. Do you want it carved into a mountainside? I can carve it into a mountainside. Whatever it takes for you to trust me, Ahaz, you can have it. But Ahaz's response is complete and total defiance. Instead of simply trusting God at His word. And instead of asking God for a sign, he tries to play the pious man. And says, I will not ask and neither will I tempt the Lord. And so Isaiah responds back and says, Hear you, O house of David. Is it a small thing for you to weary men, but will you also weary God also? Nothing that is offered to Ahaz will make him believe in God. And so thus Isaiah prophesies that there is a sign given anyway. But this sign is not simply one for Ahaz. And it's not simply one for the house of Israel and for the house of David. The sign is given here in verse 14. Therefore the Lord Himself will give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call His name Emmanuel. And we'll look in a moment what this verse means. But for the rest of the chapter, there is promises of judgment upon Ahaz and upon Judah because of his lack of belief in God. And in fact, this is a sign that's going to be delayed for the next 700 years or so. And so I ask you to turn with me to the book of Matthew, chapter 1. And so Matthew chapter 1 is this passage that we read this morning. And thus in verse 18, Mary is found to be pregnant, and she's legally engaged to Joseph.
18节, 玛利亚已经许配了约瑟, 还没有应许。
In the eyes of the law, they are as good as married. The contract has been made.
在神的眼里头, 许配的就是这个有婚姻的意义。
Their marriage, however, was not yet at this point consummated.
但是, 还没有圆房。
And so imagine yourself being Joseph.
所以, 可以想象从这个约瑟的这个角度,
and you find out that the woman to whom you are legally married is pregnant.
当他发现这个他要迎娶的太太, 已经怀孕,
and it doesn't take much level of reasoning to wonder how she became pregnant.
那肯定他会想象这个他怎么会怀孕。
And the penalty for immorality and adultery during that time is death. And Joseph's a good man. And he doesn't want to see Mary die because of her supposed indiscretions. So he's going to keep his breaking of the engagement private. So that the death penalty won't be carried on Mary. But Matthew gives us some commentary here in verse 18. She's found with child of the Holy Ghost. And so he's thinking about it. And Joseph is wondering what to do. And so he goes to sleep. And in his sleep, an angel comes to him in a dream. And it says in verse 20, Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take unto you Mary your wife, for what is in her, conceived in her, is of the Holy Ghost. So in verses 21 through 23, here in Matthew chapter 1, we have two different names that this child is going to be known by. The common name which he will be called is here in verse 21. It's the Greek form of the Hebrew name Joshua. Which in Greek becomes Jesus. And it means salvation. Because here in verse 21, he shall save his people from their sins. Now the angel makes a connection to Joseph here in verses 22
and 23.
And so that Joseph will have no doubt in his mind what's going on, he quotes Isaiah 7:14. Which says, a virgin shall be with child and bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us. It's one name, one word that speaks of the complete deity and complete humanity of Jesus Christ. He is, in fact, God. He has the full rights and privileges of being the second person of the Trinity. And he is, in fact, with us. That God the Father sent his Son to take on human form. He is with us. And so if you put that together with his second name, Jesus, and that he shall save his people from their sins, those who have read through their Old Testament, and you begin to put the pieces together here in Matthew chapter 1, you begin to realize that the penalty for sin on humanity is death. Not only physical death, but eternal death is separation from God. And And if the penalty of sin is eternal death,
如果, 罪的, 代价就是死, 永远的死,
then there's one of two ways that that death can be satisfied.
那有两个方法就是这个, 死能够满足。
The first way is for a being who is bound by time and space to die in eternal death.
第一个就是把捆绑起来,
And this is what happens to humanity that does not believe in God. The second way for this punishment to be carried out is for an infinite being to die a finite death. And this is exactly what happened when Jesus died on the cross.
这就是, 耶稣死的原因,
that when it says that he shall save his people from their sins,
这里说, 他要把将自己的百姓从罪恶中救出来,
the child of Isaiah 7 was born in order that he might die.
在这个以赛亚第七章所预言的那个婴孩,
Ahaz was told to ask for a sign.
亚哈斯, 被神要求去求一个兆头。
He was told, Ahaz, whatever it takes, you need to believe in me.
亚哈斯被告知, 不管是你求什么,
Ask me a sign for anything, just believe in me.
你只要相信, 你,
and Ahaz was given a sign.
亚哈斯确实给一个兆头,
but it was 700 years too late.
但是是700年以后,
that same sign is given to us. God has not given us the option to ask for any sign that we want.
神对我们来说不是, 没有给我们要求任何的这个,
we don't have a right to ask to get accepted into a certain school. To have a certain house that looks the certain way and then we'll trust in God.
给我们可以住一个很好的房子，然后我们可以信相信神。
To bring home certain sizes of paychecks.
带回家里有一定很多钱。
To get a certain grade on a test or a paper that we've turned in.
我们去考试的时候给我们很好的这个成绩。
To have a perfect marriage.
我们有个完美的婚姻。
To have a great set of friends that you can hang out with. We have not been given the opportunity to ask for any of those kinds of signs.
对我们来说，我们没有给这些，我们可以说。
We've been given a sign.
但是我们确实给一个兆头。
The sign is that child who was born of a virgin.
这个兆头就是，从女会怀孕给生子。
The sign is that child who grew up to become a man who never once committed sin.
这个兆头就是那个孩子长大从来就不会犯罪。
The sign was that child who was God in human form.
这个兆头就是, 神, 他与人的形象出现。
And what the one and true living God of heaven is saying, He's saying, you have a sign. Will you believe me now? Let's pray. Father, we thank you for the sign that you have given to us.
天父，我们谢谢你给我们这个兆头。
You commanded Ahaz to ask a sign simply that he would believe in you. And yet he rejected you at every turn. We pray, Father, that we would not be the same, but that we would see in our mind's eye the sign that you have given us. That child who was born 2,000 years ago, that child who had that innocent birth, who was laid in a manger, that child who lived his entire life as perfect, was that child who willingly gave himself up to wicked men to be put upon a cross. That in a very real sense that he could die for our sins. Father, I pray that if there's any here that have not put their faith and trust in your Son alone, that your Spirit would work in their heart to draw them towards yourself, that they would see Jesus in the beauty which radiates from him, and that they would repent of their sins and cast themselves upon your Son. For the salvation from their sins. We pray these things in His precious name. Amen.